For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. A few weeks ago, on November 14th, we lost a much-respected member of our community, Benj Thomas. Recently, I sat down with local columnist Jonathan Middlebrook, who shared a love of poetry and fine conversation with his friend Benj. Jonathan is a member of the board of directors at KZYX, as was Benj before he left as a result of his illness.
I think probably one of my early memories of talking with Benj would be his say, now you know someone, and I would say, no, I don't, and then he would go on, and did I know, and I never knew, but Benj seemed to know everybody and was quite generous with introductions, and that helped me get somewhat oriented in town, and my saying there reminds me in the associative way, Benj as a public speaker was absolutely master of the well-placed He managed to say in such a way that you knew something deep was being thought and would be gently delivered, usually as a kind of moderating corrective to whatever chaos he was addressing. Stages of becoming a friend of Benj involved getting invited to the poetry circle that he and his wife, Susan Baird Canaan, would have. Just wonderful gatherings. We'd bring food, which we couldn't eat until we dispensed with the poetry. And that meant that we read well and for an appropriately limited amount of time. His interests and his expressions were always sharp, but never mean. And never delivered at high volume. So that was one of the uses of the masterful It would make people pause. It's related, I guess, to but not quite the same.
In one of your columns, you described his wit as a fish hook wit. You thought that maybe it was related to him being an Easterner. So can you talk about what a Yankee he was and how he managed to fit into this Northern California town and be a part of just about everything?
He was a Yankee's Yankee. He was born in Boston and loved his summering spot in Castine, Maine. Let's see, I think that particular column was apropos of not his regular doctor, but a doctor making a house call. And Doc introduced himself, and Benj, who by then was very weak. It was, everybody knows how terribly moving it is to hear a friend losing his voice, meaning he's losing his life. Benj, to the end, kept his wit. And so the doc introduced himself, and Benj's response to the introduction was, I'll keep your secret. And a good fellow, the doc, he feet on the ground, said, what's that? And Benj said, you make house calls. The way Benj set it up for the doc to involve himself, and this was 20 minutes later when the doc left, his parting words were, you can tell my secret.
So you said that Benj had a very wide appreciation for poetry, and that he knew all the writers, and you never encountered a poem that he loved above all others. Was he also a writer?
He did write some. He was, at least to me, chary about sharing, but his emails were usually, they weren't just emails, they had various they were written expressions of his wit, always understated. Well, as I say, it's fishhook stuff. A moment later, you realize, I've either been had or I've been invited. And whether it was being had or being invited had to do with whether you got the joke or not. If you liked it, it was a pleasure to be in his company.
I like that idea of being invited to be part of the joke and not to be the butt of the joke. It seems like a really skillful way to interact with people.
I think it's nice that you call that skillful. First of all, he had it down to his toenails. He could talk to anyone because he was a politician. I was about to say without being a politician, but he did get himself certainly in Yankee terms, a new arrival. He got himself elected to the city council. He didn't have the spinelessness that's usually on display these days with our long-distance Washingtonian folk. And he used to like to say that he really admired Doug Crane for teaching him that there are unintended consequences to unintended consequences. And so you really had to be very, very thoughtful about what you did. I tried to learn that lesson from him, but didn't.
Well, I'd like to close by asking you if you can think of any poem that if someone wanted to have a fond memory of him, maybe they could read that poem and remember him.
Absolutely. It's A.R. Ammon's poem called Corson's Inlet. I can think of Benj speaking that poem because there's the present tense again. He is a citizen of Ukiah, but also could walk on any beach anywhere.
Well, that sounds like a really beautiful memory, and thank you for sharing your memories of Benj with us today.
Oh, my pleasure, and I'm a little warm-eyed about it right now.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.